Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shiur number 27. We're going through the 16 personality types, STs. We went through ISTJ and ISTP, the introverted of the STs. Now we're doing the extroverted of the STs, ESTP. E means extroverted, S is sensing, T means thinking, P means perceiving. And ESTPs are diplomatic realists. They're known as entrepreneurs. They're the ultimate realist. They tend to be very energetic. They're charming, witty, but they're people of action. They're excellent diplomats, negotiators. They're best at dealing with mechanical and concrete problems. That's the S aspects rather than theories and ideas. It's never dull around them. They're very gregarious. They're very friendly, even though they're T's. But they're extroverted and their perceiving has them be outgoing. They're very sophisticated. They observe nonverbal cues. They could have the ability to manipulate people and understand them. They have an intuitive gut feeling about powers of observation and awareness of outside signals of other people. And they read them very, very well. They enjoy working at the edge of a crisis always. ESTPs, other people may find it nerve-wracking, but they are exhilarated and they thrive on the danger or the risks taking. They have nerves of steel. That comes from their T-ness, which is the thinking aspects, and their S, they're grounded. They're excellent negotiators. They can sell an idea to people in ways that other people cannot. You know, you could sell a cockroach for $100, you know, has that ability and influence. Their tendency, though, is they don't like to follow through with details. Projects could fail because they lack that J aspect that they really need. So they need a J in their life, especially in business and in other aspects, to keep them in check that way. They desire excitement. They need to channel it in healthy ways, because otherwise it could be an unhealthy way. So the S, which is the sensing, and the P is the perceiving, if you don't channel it right, they could go in really negative ways. So they have to channel it into healthy, outgoing, exciting outlets. They tend to be charming. They tend to be popular. They tend to be exciting, unpredictable. They don't always want to make deep commitments. They usually have a low tolerance for frustration. They try to avoid conflict with people. And that's the idea. They are the ultimate realist, and they don't like theoretical things. They are, again, directed towards people and things. That's the extroversion with basic grounded information. That's the sensing. They obsess it objectively and analytically. That's the thinking. And they act spontaneously and look for new alternatives. That's the perceiving. They believe that time spent making plans and getting ready may mean missing out on what is going on right now. So they'll take the plunge into the real world. They'll deal with the real things, not as opposed to just textbook things. They rely on their gut feelings. And sometimes they're very matzliach with that. You know, sometimes they have to be more cautious. They tend to be, as people call it, hyperactive. But they are very realistic in their objectivity, in their flexibility. They demand a return on every of their investment of energy that they make. They won't finish a book that doesn't have an appeal to them. They just won't do that. They're entertaining. They're gregarious. They have generally shorter attention spans. They have a knack for practical jokes. They can be very charming, very fun to be with. People are easily drawn to them, engaged by an ESTP. They have the ability to tackle and complete tough jobs with their fearlessness and their keen sense of competition. They're doers. They're problem solvers. And there's a pride and cleverness of an ESTP. If a job becomes routine, they'll lose interest. They'll become bored. They'll need to want to change it. That is an ESTP. They are the troubleshooter. They're often dubbed troublemaking, but they're not troublemaking. They just need to have that flexibility. Now, ESTP females tend to be out, not in the mainstream again. That's why sometimes, again, she'll be looked at sort of like a tomboy in a certain way. You know, highly charged. And again, someone who's married to a woman, and that's not the typical female persona. One needs to learn how to adapt to it. The person themselves also, as a Jewish wife, needs to have that adaptability in their personality. ESTP parents have very realistic expectations of their children. They don't necessarily need them to excel or even go to college, but they must do something constructive and practical with their lives. ESTP parents want their children to find something that will make them happy. Their style, they have a certain restlessness to it. You know, for a three-day anta for them is very, very hard. You know, there's a lot going on. They need that excitement. They need their thrill. They may look disorganized, but they can be very, very sharp. ESTPs, as children, they're very often misunderstood. Some may be viewed as unfairly called hyperactive or too high-strung. In reality, ESTP children are very creative. They're very resourceful. They could do things very, very well. They love family events, but often do unexpected things. It's very common for ESTP child or parent to plan some event and forget to show up at the appointed hour. Oops, I have to come. Their work could be flexible, varied, very creative. They don't like routine and predictability. That's a drag for them. They always want to learn as they go along. They want to adapt as they go along. They're very good at entrepreneurially, with as small business owners, as large business owners, sports, auto racing, repair, maintenance, operation of special equipment. All this appeals to them very, very much. You had the General George Patton in World War II. He had this ESTP personality type. Lee Iacocca, same idea, had that personality type, and so on and so forth. So to summarize it, in a clear way here, is that they're vibrant individuals, brimming with enthusiasm. They have spontaneous energy. They tend to be on the competitive side, competitive mindset. They excel at keeping their attention rooted in the present. And they don't like theory and abstract things. Doesn't keep their interest. They like down-to-earth practical things, and they dive right in. They're very bold. They're very brave. They're very straightforward. They act on their impulses, so they could use acting on impulses in a healthy way. They enjoy drama, passion, pleasure, not for the emotional thrill, but it's stimulating to their minds. So again, it's a matter of challenging and channeling rather them. When they are struggle in school, it's not because they're not smart. But the regimented lecturing approach of formal education does not work with them. They need hands-on type learning. Same idea. So parents who have children like that, they need to understand that. They have a morals. They have, even though they like to break rules, but they have morals. They have a strong sense of morals. They break rules that they feel is ridiculous or boring or whatever it is. So it's an interesting balance that they need to take. Sometimes they are very, very rational, but they're very colorful. They're natural leaders. To describe again briefly some of their strengths and some of their weaknesses, here are their strengths. They're bold. They're full of life. They're full of energy. There's no greater joy for them than push boundaries and discovering, employing new tools, new ideas. They can do a tremendous amount of good this way. They are also rational and practical. They love knowledge. And they may like even philosophy, but not for its own sake. They want it actionable into the details of the day-to-day life. They are very original in their practicality. They have new ideas, new solutions. Very, very, very perceptive. Very perceptive. They have small shifts in habits and appearances. They'll stick out to ESTP, and they will create it to connect with others. They communicate very, very clearly. They're very, very sociable. Very warm, very sociable. Even though they are T's, they will show that warmth when they need to. What are their weaknesses? Sometimes they could be insensitive. Emotionally charged situations are awkward for them. And here they have to learn. Blunt honesty doesn't help them here, especially in a marriage relationship. They have to be sensitive, tactful, which is hard for them sometimes. They can be very impatient. They need to sometimes slow down, as hard as it is for them. They are extremely impulsive. Sometimes they could jump without thinking. Often that will give them the hatzlacha, but very often it could run with unhealthy risks that they really shouldn't be taking. So they need that balance. The unstructuredness is a problem. Flexibility is fine, but complete unstructure is also not healthy. They may miss the bigger picture. And they often could be defiant. because they're hardline by not studying to rules. And they could go overboard with that, so they have to be very, very careful when it comes to that. When it comes to the romantic type relationships, you know, they like fun, they like surprises. They don't, you know, they're not boring. They're very, very interesting, the relationships. Someone who is married to ESTP may find it very draining at times to catch up, you know, with them, and or them always needing that excitement and their aspects and all of that. So, but the idea is yes, they need to work through to love in a healthy way, you know, and they have the ability to do so. And in a marriage relationship, they have to value these other aspects of that personality types to show more F, more warmth, a certain structure that a spouse often needs and a certain care that a spouse often needs. They just have to really be careful to work on those aspects of it. In friendships also, they're easygoing, they're tolerant, they're charming. They can be very, very popular. Very often, ESTPs are the life of any social gathering. They could tell these stories. They're very, very charismatic. They have a contagious energy that's hard to resist. They have a zest for life. They're hands-on. Again, team sports, concerts, all these type of things. These flamboyant type things really appeal to them. And again, they can use it, L'shem Shemayim, in the most beautiful way. Sitting idle or in boredom, they can't handle that. They need to explore. They need the excitement. They need the adrenaline. And most people would say thanks, but no thanks. ESTPs are comfortable in their skin and they jump into adventures. And again, in healthy ways. In healthy ways. They can balance it and do it in healthy ways. Parents, you know, would love ESTPs in many, many ways because they're often fun-loving, playful, flexible, understanding. They enjoy time spending with their children. They have a natural curiosity for them. They are more easygoing, but they can sometimes be rough in certain ways. But they do give their children a lot of freedom to use their own judgment, to follow their own heart in certain ways. They see their children as equal, not always as children. That could sometimes create problems for them. They have to work on it. Feelings tend to be seen as a distraction for them often, so they have to work on that. ESTPs find that parenthood gives them the motivation to work on their sensitivity and emotional attunement. Very often when they have children, especially get older, or certainly grandchildren, they shift and they start working on their other parts of their personalities, on their warmth and on their structure that is healthy for them to have. Again, as Parnassa-wise and career-oriented, that they're not sitting in a desk 9-to-5. They can't handle that. They need a tense, competitive environment. They need competition. Sometimes they're great at sales. They would secure. They don't choose secure and boring jobs. They prefer less stable but more exciting careers. That is what an ESTP does. They live in their own terms. They can make brilliant business people. Brilliant in many, many ways. They're curious, they're energetic, they have a taste for action, they have the thrill of the game, and again, they can use it, L'shem Shemayim, in an erlich way, in a great way. So all that is very, very important to know. Like we said, every personality type, there's no good and bad, it can be channeled in the most beautiful way. Their risk-taking is also, that's how they are matzliach, they have risk-taking. And again, if they work on bitachain, with their personality and also working on their midos, they are can become beautiful, beautiful, wonderful people like every other type. They need to work on their weaker traits as well. A little bit introversion, introspection, even though they're outgoing, a little thinking out of the box and ramifications, not just in the immediate, to express their emotions more, to be in touch with their emotions more, and to have a certain structure even as they crave spontaneity, but when they do need the structure, they do it, and that ultimately will bring them to the highest, best possible places for them in their role in life and in their shlichus in this world. Bracha v'atzlacha.